Blog Talk Radio.
RCC, Joe here, Spirit in the Sky here, and we have Jerry, Nick, and Tana joining us this evening so far. Hi, Jerry, how are you, brother?
Hey, Nick, how are you? I wanted to call in. I got to go see Mary Poppins take off in about a half an hour, but I wanted to call in and say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Nick. Hi, Joe. Keith on too. Hi, Keith.
Hi,
again. I love you all.
Really quick,
I guess Michelle was in a car accident today, and she's okay, but we just need to throw prayers her way. She has to take her car in.
Wow.
Oh,
no. She's okay, Tana?
Yeah, I guess she's okay. Chris heard. Yeah, so she wants to. Chris wanted to know if we could pray for her on the air. She needs to take her car in, and it's shaken up. She's shaken up, but she's okay.
Oh, poor thing. Okay.
Man.
Happy Father's Day, Jerry.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's been
Jerry,
a big one.
Father's Day.
Yep. Yeah, happy Father's Day, Jerry. But happy Father's Day, Father God. We love you.
Yeah,
happy
exactly.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
Thank you for creating us. Thank you for bringing us together. And we love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Our Father.
That's what today's show is going to be about. I've never celebrated Father's Day. This is going to be the first Father's Day I celebrate for the big man upstairs, and I want us to all celebrate it together for our Heavenly Father. I think that would be just a great tone for tonight's show.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy. Happy Daddy. I call it since Father God is our Father. I call it Daddy's Day. Happy Daddy's Day to everybody, all the daddies.
Yay.
I want to welcome everyone in chat, as always. Hello, everybody. I have 11 users right now. Hi, Roman and Tana. You're in both places. And Chris and Deborah. And everyone with their code names that I haven't taken the time to write down yet. Sorry.
Alana. Alana from Michelle.
Ah, right on. Yeah. I'm going to have to mark this.
So, can I just put up a prayer for Michelle? We can put up a prayer for Michelle.
Yeah, definitely. And Tana did her preaching. Tana was on a preaching roll today. I didn't know she was a preacher.
Thank you, Jesus. We just lift up Michelle today, Lord Jesus. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to shatter Michelle with your peace. Because beyond understanding, just shower her with your love and peace and know that you are there and that she is in your hand. And you have her tightly in your hand and remove any anxiety or fear. We bind or rebuke any anxiety or fear that were brought about by this car accident. And we just cast into your feet of Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, once again, for showering with your peace and abundance of love. And we pray that her car, is there's nothing wrong with her car, and that it's perfect, and that if anything is, that you provide her with any monetary amount that she needs to get it taken care of. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 I'll pray. Yes, Lord, we ask that you make everything smooth and easy for Michelle, Lord, for Jesus' week. I know whenever I ask you to make things smooth and easy, you do. So I ask you to make things very smooth and easy that Michelle will get the car fixed quickly, smoothly, and easily. No stress on her shoulders at all, Jesus. Just take care of everything. Allow everything to just quickly and easily and get her back to her life, back to normal as soon as possible. And we, like Tana said, we come against any spirit of any spirits coming against Michelle right now and anything trying to stop her. In Jesus' name, we come against that. We plead the blood of Jesus over her car and her life and her, and we bring calmness and peace to her and the joy of Christ, and we ask, Lord, that you center her right now, center her emotions, center her life, center her mind, center her body, make her feel wonderful and loved, and let her know, Lord, that you can do anything. This is easy for you. You can solve the problem just as the enemy can come against us, but, Lord, you can take care of the situation 10 times quicker and faster. And we ask that when Michelle comes out of the situation, Lord, that because the enemy came against her, we ask for 7-fold back in Jesus' name, that she get blessed 7-fold back with her finances, with her car, and with everything else. In Jesus' name, we stand on that. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Back to you, JoJo.
Can you guys hear me? I'm back.
Yep.
Yeah, we're
here. Oh, yes, I don't know what happened there. I had to call back in the blog talk number. That was weird.
Wow.
I don't know.
Tana, tell us about your softball. Tana's got softball.
Oh, I start. Yeah, I still have my first softball. Actually, my first game was last week, but I didn't play last week. But I played for the first time this year, this week, tonight. At 9 p.m. But I'd rather be playing softball. I have with Jesus. He's on my team, by the way, so don't have anyone try to kick him off my team because he's on my team. So I have softball tonight.
How many games do you have in your season, and do you travel or just it's all local?
It's through Universal Studios where I work, and we just all play each other. So it's like all our employees are all playing each other. We have 10 different teams, and we just all play, and we're playing until August. So won't be finishing the season, and maybe I'll be playing one game of that. But that's cool. It's fun. It's just to occupy. I have fun. It's stressful, but it's fun. And I can't wait to be playing softball in heaven with Jesus.
Yeah. Are you going to play softball in heaven with Jesus, Tana?
Yeah, but he's going to be on my team. Yeah, and I guess
Perfect.
My grandma was a softball player in her day, so my grandma's going to be on my team, too.
Cool. Sounds like you're going to win every game because of that, because Jesus told me he's going to be on my bowling team and that we would win every game, so I'm pretty good with that as well. Yeah.
On bowling day.
On bowling day, yeah. Good job, Jerry.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Jerry? You said you're going to where? Some play or something? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm on a stage version of Mary Poppins.
You're going to be Mary Poppins?
No, I'm not quite going to be Mary Poppins, but I'd be happy to fly.
Okay.
But,
you do this as – is it something that you're in, though, a play that you're in?
No. We're just – it's just an outing. We do know somebody in it, but it's just an outing. It's mostly for the kids, but it's Father's Day, so whatever. But it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
That's fun, yeah. That is.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. Those are good things to keep the kids busy and keep your mind off everything and all that, you know?
And technically, you wouldn't be a father if you didn't have kids, so.
It's been a good day. It's been a really good day, just like a lot of the others. Very good day.
Good.
Good. Who's all online, Joe? Who did Joe say was online?
We have Jerry, you, Tana, and Nick is also with me.
Mr. Nick.
Nick,
yeah,
are you supposed to do more stuff? Nick, I hear from you. Aren't you supposed to be telling us some more stuff that's been going on in your life, some amazing things?
What?
I'll speak English this time.
Yeah.
Eres supposed to be dice todos amazing, excelente, importante things in tu vida ahora.
The other English language, yeah.
Jesus más importante. Come on, people.
Joe knows this stuff.
Yeah, so Judy said, Nick, you had some stuff you were going to share yesterday, but...
I'm going to wait until Judy's hosting because she has a bunch of the other details, but something amazing did happen to me, and I'm really excited to share it with you, but it involves a few other people, and she just knows more about them than I do, and I just want her to... I just want everyone to get the whole gist of it because it was quite amazing. And, everything is going super good. And I promise as soon as Judy hosts, we will talk about it and you guys will be awestruck in yourselves, I'm sure.
Yay.
Well, we love
that. I want to let you know that Judy sends her love to everybody. She wanted me to say that. And she is with her son and with the other kids hanging out and having some family time. But she definitely sends her love. And misses you all. She'll be in late night chat later on. So Judy wanted me to let you guys say that.
Huh? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interview Joe.
Judy just sends her love.
She sends her love. Thank you, Judy. We love you. I was saying, Nick, we're going to be in heaven hearing your stories. We're not going to be – Judy's not going to be hosting anymore because this is it. We're out tonight. So
I'll tell you guys when you come over to my home.
Okay.
Perfect.
When you come to my mansion and eat cupcakes.
I hope you can cook.
I can. I am a cook.
That's right. He is a
cook.
That's
what I do for a living. I cook at a 4-star restaurant, so I know how. Let me tell you.
That's perfect, Nick. And you can cook from my mansion and Tana's mansion, and you're going to be busy in heaven cooking all the time. That'll be great. We'll call you.
That'll be my
meal.
That'll be my role. Well, I have something to do to add to the.
Yeah.
To the. You know, that's what I think. I think that when we're up there, that none of us will have a job. We won't be working, but all of us will have some sort of skill that we'll add into it just to have, like, just to create perfect harmony, you know what I mean? Something that you're good at and something that adds to everyone else's life, and you just do your part, and I don't know. That's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's what's true. Yes, they have. There's many visions where people were in heaven, and they were, like, doing their paintings or whatever, and they would have a wonderful experience doing it and make a beautiful gift, and then they would gift it out to people for free, of course.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when you would show up at your mansion, you would walk in, and there would be a beautiful gift for you that the angel brought for you to someone else made for you. And so, yeah, definitely, Nick, and we'll be blessed by your cooking. I'll send a dove so you'll know it's me that you need to cook for my party or whatever. And then you get the dove, and you can start to come over and start cooking. Wonderful.
You and Mama
I love
Pat,
Italian food, so.
You and Mama Pat will be in the kitchen together cooking.
She loved to cook, too.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right, Pat.
She is great. You know, she is just wonderful.
Oh, Pat's wonderful.
Just when she speaks scripture or whatnot or something about it, but it just really hits me. We're good. Yeah, it is just, I don't know how to explain it. There is not really a way to put it into words, but she was meant to praise the Lord and to share with her voice. I just think so
I
much.
Love her. We've become so close. I did not expect Pat and I to be, like, best friends. I just, you know, I didn't think anything negative. I just didn't expect it. And her and I have become the best of friends. It's been just wonderful. Her and I see through the same telescope. You know, we have the same glasses on.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, when we talk, it's like we're just on the same level. It was really, you know, I love her. She's awesome. Really awesome.
Has anyone ever spent actual time in the company of each other? Anyone that calls in, has anyone ever met anyone?
Tana and I are good friends. We've been friends for years. Tana's the one Tana, me, and my brother. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we spent time together quite a bit.
Man, I just
RCC. You know, she's when Keith get on RCC. I'm like, oh, it's too complicated. Just get on it. So she got me on it. Yeah. But yeah, we've been good buddies. And then, no, we haven't seen Judy. I don't think anybody's seen her. We don't even know if Judy's real. She might be like a, you know, one of those, what do they call them, that they, you know, they're like a film or whatever, the 3D image, and she's really in heaven or something. But, no, I don't know. Other than that, I'm not sure who's, Joe, have you met anybody seen anybody?
Me.
Oh, you? Yeah, that's right.
And been dear friends for years and years.
Yeah, me and Joe have been
I FaceTime, you know, some people and talk a lot on the phone, but
I'm sure that we're all going to be up there relatively soon. But just if it doesn't happen, it would be really nice to put something together where we all met up somewhere for a day or two, you know, and worship together.
I think we're like heavy East Coast and less West. we can't seem to live in the middle of the U.S. We seem to live on both sides or something. Or Michelle lives in Texas or around the edges too.
How about heaven? We're all meeting heaven. That's you know. I want to just meet in heaven. We don't need to have any. Let's do it now. Thank you, Jesus.
Please.
Yeah. Nick can cater Tana's softball game and just have a huge party.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Jerry, for suggesting that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Keith, do you remember, and Tana too, in January we used to joke around? It wasn't even joking. We were all planning on getting together by, like, April at the latest, you know? Yeah, and
yes, we were serious.
It's fully serious. I mean, I myself was really serious, like, getting things, like, putting in, okay, this and that, and the Lord's just like, no, I think he wants us to meet in heaven and have it spread out in the way he does for a reason. But that doesn't mean we can't, you know, get together for a barbecue. I keep joking, Lord, if you don't come and see me, you're going to all want to hang out.
I thought you were going to go visit Luco, Joe.
Right.
I plan on doing that. I
planned on doing that. I still do, and it's like every time something else, it's so surreal. Something else, like, just so random yet important pops up that it's like, whoop, okay, oh, okay. Like,
okay.
He's not letting it happen.
Yeah, weren't you? Yeah. I thought you were going to go skiing or something, Joe. Weren't you going to go, like, skiing or something? You're going to go on a trip or something, right? And you're going to pick up Luca and then go see Judy or something, I thought. Something like that.
Yeah, I want to do that in late spring for sure, but nah, never
came. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's time for me to go in, but I want to take this opportunity to call
everybody.
No, him,
Jerry, don't leave us. We don't want you to leave us. No.
Mary Poppins will take off without me.
No. Yeah.
This is too much sugar. Helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down.
Jerry.
There you go.
Right. Have a good Father's Day. We love
you.
Yeah,
happy Daddy's Day, Jerry. Love you.
I love you all. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jerry. Thank you so much
okay.
for calling.
Good time.
Yeah, in
Thanks.
Heaven. We'll see you in heaven.
Today.
Amen.
See you tonight, Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Yep,
love you all.
Tonight.
In there. In there,
bye.
Brother.
Bye.
Talk to Luca. It's been a little while. I know he's going through some struggles like we all are going through. And, you know, I think the main thing is just keep him in prayer. You know, we've got younger people in the RCC, and sometimes I think they need extra support, just like any young person would, you know. And I always see him as so wise, but I feel like an older brother to him, and I just really always I pray for him, and I really care about him, and we need to all lift him up every time. Every one of us is going through different things, and he's no different. So we just lift him up in prayer and strengthen him, Lord. Just strengthen him and strengthen him.
Amen. Joe talks to him a lot, though. Jim talks to him. Joe is going to say something.
Okay. I talk to Lucas about every night. We're on the phone for like an hour.
Okay, good.
Today. Lucas totally fine. The Lord just has him doing something else right now. Like,
good.
You know,
he's doing great.
Good. Yeah, Lucas doing all good. But, we can all use prayers, but no, Lucas is.
Of course. I'm going to tell Lucas to go on the radio again. We miss him.
Again, the Lord's using different people in different ways. He used Lucas for a long time on here.
I know.
Yeah.
And that was so
cool.
And
he's working
cool.
a lot, he said, too. He's been working a lot and just...
We don't want him to work. We want him to take time off and have fun.
I'll teach him my earbud trick when I'm at work. I sneak in an earbud and... So, Joe, give us something to talk about.
Tana's a preacher. Tana has a secret life. She's a preacher. Tana, tell us about your preaching life. You're a preacher.
No, it's Father's Day. Like, I agree with Joe. We need to just worship our Father and praise our Father today.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm gonna put on a song, and then if you guys don't mind, I want everyone to grab their Bibles and start looking for scriptures that deal with our Heavenly Father and ways of praising Him, any mentions of Him, anything. But, yeah, let's concentrate on giving praise.
Pray for every young.
Father tonight.
Pray
for every
young.
Young you want. All right, hang on a second. I just got to find it here, and then you will get your request, my friend. Okay.
Thank you. It's a rapture song. Yay.
Forever young.
Keith, did you come up with a scripture yet? Or?
Heck no. You guys, I'm going to say some declarations, though, but you guys can find your scripture.
I have a scripture.
Oh, good. Go ahead, Tana.
This is Ephesians 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, and made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put in effect when times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one and even Christ. In him we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity to the purpose of his will, in order that we who are first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you are also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you are marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That was Ephesians 3, 1:3 through 14.
Amen. Thank you. Later in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6 says, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and all. That's some more from Ephesians. Does anyone have anything else scripture-wise?
Let me find one. Nick, did you get your scripture? Let me get one. Where are we open to any place? Is that what we're doing?
You could do a script, but something to do with your father. Like, I've won an intern through Malachi 2, verse 10. Have we not all one father? Has not one God created us? Then why are we faithless to one another, profounding covenants of our fathers?
This scripture is the glorifying our Father God.
Okay.
Psalm
I just opened the Bible to any place. Go ahead, Joe.
Did you get a script? 68:5.
Yeah.
Father of the fatherless and protector of the widows is God and his holy habitation. That is beautiful. That's the psalm of the day.
Good God.
Psalm 68:5.
I just opened any place. I'm just opening the Bible to any place and I'm going to read it.
Do the scripture.
Are you done?
Sure.
Okay, Psalm 91 is what it's interesting because this is what we need for all of us today, including Michelle. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God and my trust. Surely he will save us from the fowler's snare and from deadly pestilence. He will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we will find refuge. His faithfulness will be our shield and rampart. We will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. We will only observe with our eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If we make the Most High our dwelling, even the Lord, who is our refuge, then no harm will befall us. No disaster will come near our tent. We will command his angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. They will lift us up with their hands, that we will not strike our foot against a stone. We will tread upon the lion and the cobra. We will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves us, says the Lord, I will rescue them. I will protect them, for they will acknowledge my name. They will call upon me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver with them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation.
Okay, I found one.
So, Nick, before you go, can I just say I was off the control board, and caller 808, please call back. I didn't just about to unmute you, and you hung up, so please call back. Sorry, Nick, go on.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his loyal servants. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion exult in their King. Let them praise his name in the dance and sing to him psalms with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord accepts the service of his own people. He crowns the lowly with victory. Let his loyal servants exult in triumph. Let them shout for joy as they prostrate themselves. Let the high praises of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to wreak vengeance on the nations and punishment on the heathen, binding their kings with chains, putting their nobles in irons, carrying them out the judgment decreed against them. This is the glory for all his loyal servants. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I have another one. 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Excuse me, we pray in Psalm 100.
I actually have one more that I saw that I kind of like, if you don't mind. Do you guys mind?
Nope,
not at all. Keep it rolling.
Okay. With all my heart I shall give thanks to the Lord, in the congregation, in the assembly of the upright. Great are the works of the Lord, pondered over by all who delight in them. His deeds are full of majesty and splendor, his righteousness stands sure forever. He has won renown for his marvelous deeds. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He keeps the covenant always in mind. He showed his people how powerfully he worked, by bestowing on them the lands of the nations. His works are truth and justice. All he precepts are trustworthy, established to endure forever, enacted in faithfulness and truth. He sent and redeemed his people. He decreed that his covenant shall endure forever. Holy and awe-inspiring is his name. The fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom, and they who live by it grow in understanding. Praise will be his forever.
Amen.
Amen. Any more? We'll end with 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6. Yet for us there is one God, one Father, for whom all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, from all things with whom we exist.
Amen.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God. We love you, Father God. You are amazing. It's unfathomable, unbelievable how he created all of us, everything around us, and did it in 7 days. You know, and I can't wait to sit on his lap and him to show me and tell me about how he did everything and why, and you know, just gain all that. It's going to be amazing. And just cuddle with him.
So much to ask, so many mysteries. It's so awesome. Even at the time for all of us, that's the best. So should we do a song, Tana? Do you have any requests?
I want to hear God You Reign by Lincoln Brewster.
Lincoln, okay.
Or How Great Thou Art. Either one of those.
Okay, I found the God You Reign one. So this is her, Tana, and God.
You count the stars. And
Yay, God, your name. Praise Jesus. Praise you, Father God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father God.
So, Tana, you have, Stacy had a dream she said you could share. She shared with you.
Yeah. She was just, you know, she was just writing it in chat. So Stacy had a dream last night of the most beautiful cufflinks being put on a suit. She said they were very beautiful and that our Lord is getting dressed. So that Jesus was putting on the cufflinks on his suit. And then others in chat, I believe it was Deborah Ann Harper saying, that's the last thing a man does in getting ready. He puts his cufflinks on his shirt. So meaning Jesus is put the finishing touches on, and he's ready to marry us. He's ready to walk out the door into the church and marry us. That's what they were thinking. So, like, the finishing touches of his getting ready.
Wow. Wow.
Mm.
That sounds like a very good plan.
Yeah. So, yay, praise the Lord. And then she's also saying the other night, Stacey also had a vision. She saw an open door yesterday in the cloud with a bright light shining through. And then Krista's vision, you know, her vision's been ongoing for months. Now in her vision, the bride is moving forward, the music is playing, and I just got a veil hat put on.
Oh, my gosh, wow. Very close.
Her vision got put on. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really close.
The bride and groom are at the church. The groom is ready. The bride is now ready, walking down. Who knows? The groom could have been putting the cufflinks on as he was standing at the end of the aisle. Some men I see,
True.
They're getting ready. They're kind of fixing their cufflinks. They're putting their cufflinks in. While the bride is walking down towards him. Who knows? So,
sometimes they check all those things before they walked on the aisle, like right before they'll check them. So that could be true. Yeah.
Awesome.
Time to fly.
Yeah, these visions are very similar. The final preparations of the closing. And we know all the tables are set and all the flowers are ready and all the food is ready. So the music and, you know, someone, I don't think RCC, but someone in another video said the music had started playing already, or the musicians were warming up and getting the music ready. That was a while ago, so I'm sure they're playing that wedding march now.
Oh, man. That's why I think it's important that, everybody and the bride keep their spirit really strong right now. And, I mean, the best way to really keep your spirit strong is either through reading the Word or praising God or praying. I always say the stronger our spirit is, then our flesh will not be able to rise up against it. And the key is just keeping the spirit strong. So I find my weeks are easier when my spirit's really strong versus vice versa. You know, so I was telling my little 16-year-old who came to me a couple years ago, he's such a wonderful, wonderful kid. He's his name's Grady, he plays on a football team. He's just so cool. I mean, he just really took on the program. He's like, here's the program, here's how it works, and he did all of it, you know. He watched my videos and he did it. And now he's just, gosh, he's so close to the Lord, and he's walking so close to the Lord. And we were talking today about that. I said it's all about just keeping your spirit man strong, you know, or your spirit woman strong. The stronger that spirit is, the more it'll right. You've got your flesh gauge, and then you've got the spirit gauge. You know, the flesh gauge does whatever it wants to do, and the spirit gauge is always trying to, control the flesh gauge. You know, so the key is always keep that spirit gauge strong. I always find that too, like if I'm feeling really close to the Lord, like this last week, then it seems like no thoughts or anything can come against me, because the enemy tries to put those things in my mind or whatever, and they just brush them off. It's like no big deal. But if I don't do that, then it's a challenge. You know, I've had weeks where it's just the reverse. It's a challenge, battle after battle. But this last week's been just opposite, because I think because I've been also claiming a lot of I've been doing a lot of declarations lately. The declarations are who you are in Christ. I mean, the whole thing about is that, you know, Jesus says we are certain things. We are daughters and sons of Christ, we sit on, you know, we sit in the right-hand side of God. You know, we are a workmanship in God, and we are an ambassador, you know, we're royalty, you know, and we're, and all these things that we are in Christ. So the whole key really is to know who we are, remind ourselves who we are in Christ. If we know who we are in Christ, then, and this is, you know, for all those people out there listening, then when we know who we are in Christ, then the enemy, you know, he can try to come against us, but he's not going to have any, he'll be very, it won't work. His plans won't work. It won't even take us off center because we're claiming who we are in Christ, you know, and it doesn't matter who we are in the flesh, it matters who we are in Christ. We walk not as we are, but who we are in Christ. Our strength is, so basically Jesus is saying we're like invincible. No weapon forged against us will prosper. Everything we do, we'll be blessed with this and that, all the heavenly blessings. But again, if we stand who we are in Christ, we'll get those blessings. You know, like Jesus has given us the kingdom. He's given us the keys to the entire kingdom, spiritual blessings, health, everything. But it's like being at the front gate of the mansion. We have to enter the code to get in, and that is knowing who we are in Christ, standing in faith. I'm this and that. I'm owed this. You know, it's like there's a big will that was written, and someone died. Jesus did, and then he resurrected. And the will says, you have this and you have that. You're going to get the mansion. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. But you have to stand forward and say, okay, I'm claiming that. This is mine. It's in the will, and I'm claiming it. It's mine. If we sit back and we don't claim anything, then the enemy says, I'm claiming it for them instead. You know, the enemy is sitting on all these blessings. But when we stand up and we claim them, then we push him off, and we grab the blessing. That's why it takes faith as well as knowing who you are in Christ. And who you are in Christ is one of the most important things. Like, there was a woman that I've been helping, and I just love her. Her and I become, like, the best of friends. And we've known each other for years now. But, you know, she was having some struggles, like all of us are going through. But, and she was feeling down. I was like, honey, who are you in Christ? Let's say it. So, you know, I sent it to her, and it changed the whole energy and everything in a minute, who she is, you know. Who we are in Christ is probably one of the most important things that we could ever know as believers, you know, and that's what we want to do. We want to continually remind ourselves of who we are in Christ. I'm going to read some things of who we are actually in Christ, just so we all will know. And I say these things every day, and it changes the energy, it changes the environment, it changes your, increases your spirit, it makes you strong, and it also stops the enemy and all his plans and stuff. You can sit around all day long and say, you know, blah, 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 the enemy can't attack me, he can't attack me. And the only reason why he won't be able to attack you is if you believe it. But if you don't believe it and you're just saying it, you know, you have to believe things with your spirit. This is the hardest thing about the Bible. People believe things with their mind, and they really believe it with their mind, but they don't believe it with their spirit. I thought years ago that I believed everything with my spirit. Boy, was I wrong. Believing it with my mind was easy. But I didn't really understand, what do you mean believe it with your spirit? Well, you have to just keep saying things over and over and over until you really believe it with your spirit without saying, without even thinking that you know it. You just know it. You know, it's like when you start your job, you know, whatever it is, you at the start you were not sure of it, but now you just know it. You know who you are. You know what position you have. No one, you don't need to tell yourself that you have that position because you just know it. You know where, you know, it's your whole, everything about you. You know. Well, when we say verses and things over, like the healing verses, a lot of people are not healed because they don't believe it. You have to believe it in their spirit, and that means you say the verse over and over, and same with the finances verse. You say them over and over and over. The enemy knows the slight percentage that you doubt, and that's where he, that's, as small as the window is that you doubt is the larger windows he gets in. So that's why we keep that window shut. I'm going to read some stuff on who we are in Christ. Is that okay, Joe?
Please, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. This is what I read every day. I collect all kinds of things of who we are in Christ. It seems like every time I go to different places, like, oh, here, read this. Okay, I got that one, but I'll read this one. So this says, who we, and these are like declarations you say out loud of who you are in Christ, and then you're affirming it in your mind, you're affirming it to the enemy, you're affirming it to God, all these things. So this is for all of us, because we're all these things in Christ. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and all things in us have become new. We have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are reconciled to God in Christ, and God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. We have put off the old man and woman desires thereof. Our mind is renewed according to the word of God. We have the mind of Christ and operate fully therein. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. And that's a really good one. So whenever you say, as Jesus is, well, Jesus was healthy, Jesus was blessed, Jesus is this, so are we. So you can say that, you know, anytime the enemy comes against you. The Holy Spirit dwelling in us works with and establishes the word of God that we speak. Whenever we lay hands on the sick, they do recover. We preach the word. We heal the sick. We raise the dead. We cleanse the lepers. We cast out demons. For the works that Jesus did, we did. And greater works than these because he has gone to the Father. Jesus has all authority and the devil has none. Therefore, we have inherited 100% authority in Christ Jesus. There will never be an occasion where the devil will be operating in more authority than we are. We have authority over all serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing by any means hurts us. We keep ourselves in Christ Jesus, and the evil one touches us not. The word of God that we speak does not return void. It prospers for the purpose for which it was sent and accomplishes God's will on earth. We are in Christ, and everything that has a name must bow to the knee when we use the name of Jesus, the name above all names. We are a joint heir with Christ. What Jesus has inherited, we have inherited. We are presently seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers. We are God's child. We are a servant of mankind and devil's master. God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus and to make his knowledge known wherever we go. We know the Holy Scriptures, and they make us wise into salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And when sickness or disease, bacteria, virus, parasites touch our body, they die on contact, for light always triumphs over darkness. The communication of our faith is effectual because we acknowledge that every good thing that is in us is there because of Jesus Christ. And there's another little thing that I read every day. You can find these online too. You can just go into Google and type in who we are in Christ, and you'll see little, and you can just print them out and read them every day. I read them, they really help me big time. They're going to help all of us. If you're feeling down or stressed or afraid or just, I don't know, just anything, or you want a boost, you want like a drug high from God, you want God's drug in you, his love, say these every day and you'll feel the Lord's power, because the Lord's up there smiling saying, yep, that's my son, that's my daughter, that's who you are in me, that's who you are in me. Nothing can come between us. So okay, we are God's possession, we are God's child. These are, by the way, these aren't made up. These are all from the Bible. They're all taken out of verses. We are God's possession. We are God's child. We are God's workmanship. We are God's friend. We are God's temple. We are God's vessel. We are God's co-laborer. We are God's witness. We are God's soldier, his ambassador. We are his building. We are his husbandry. We are his minister, his instrument. We are his chosen. We are his beloved. We are his precious jewel. We are his heritage. We are a light in the darkness. We are a candle in a dark place. We are a city set on a hill. We are salt of the earth. We are his sheep. We are a citizen of heaven. We are hidden with Christ and God. We are protected from the evil one. We are kept by the power of God. We are secure in Christ. We are set on a rock. We are more than a conqueror. We are born again. We are a victor. We are healed by his stripes. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are sheltered under his wings. We are hidden in the secret place of the Almighty. We have been redeemed by the blood. We have been set free from sin and condemnation. We have been set free from Satan's control. We are set free from Satan's kingdom. We're chosen before the foundation of the world. We're predestined to be like Jesus. We're forgiven of all our trespasses. We're washed in the blood of the Lamb. We're given a sound mind. We're given the Holy Spirit. We're adopted into God's family. We're justified freely by his grace. We're given all things pertaining to life. We're given great and precious promises. We're given ministry of reconciliation. We're given authority over the power of the enemy. We're given access to God. We've been given wisdom. We are complete in him. We have access to the Father. We have a home in heaven waiting for us. We have all things in Christ. We are a living hope. We are an anchor to our soul. We are a hope that is sure and steadfast. We are authority to tread upon serpents. We are power to witness. We are the tongue of the Lamb. We are the mind of Christ. We are boldness and access. We are peace with God. We are faith as a grain of mustard seed. We can do all things through Christ. We can find mercy and grace to help. We come boldly to the throne of grace. We quench all fiery darts. We tread on the serpent and we declare liberty to the captives. That's a beautiful one that I like to read. And I read some of these too. I redeem you from every sickness and every plague. As your days, so shall your strength be. These are all from the Bible. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like medicine. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them shall of them that see shall not be dim. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. I bore your sickness. I carried your pain. These are all verses, by the way, taken from verses. I was put to sickness for you. By my stripes you are healed. I will heal you. Your light shall break forth in the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. I will restore your health unto you. I will heal your wounds, says the Lord. I will be thou clean. I took your infirmities. I bore your sickness. If you're sick, you need a physician. I am the Lord who heals you. As many as touch me are made perfectly well. And then I have, what else do I have? Oh, yeah, I have one over here. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your living word. You said that your word is life to those who find it and medicine to all our flesh. Today, by our confession, we apply your word to our body, mind, and anything else that we need, Lord, that we need healed. You said in Psalm 139:14, Lord, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and that your works are marvelous. We declare that we are created by you and we are a marvelous creation. We speak to any sickness, disease, any emotional issues, anything of our mind or our body. We proclaim that according to Philippians 2:10, that they must bow to the mighty name of Jesus. Every name in heaven and earth and under the earth bow its knees to Jesus' name. We speak to our bodies today and our minds and our spirits and our anything that we're going through. And we declare that we have authority over it. We command to receive the word of God. Matthew 8:17 proclaims that Jesus bore our sickness and took all of our infirmities. That includes everything, financial issues, all of it. Heavenly Father, we thank you that that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us and makes alive our mortal bodies and minds. We speak to our immune systems and we command them to line up with the Word of God. Our immune systems will destroy all sickness and disease in our body and perform its job that God created us to do. We thank you, Father, that every cell in all of our bodies and RCC and all of us out there responds to your word. Your word permeates our bodies and our minds from the top of the head to the bottom of our feet. We confess that the word of God is being made flesh in us. Psalm 103:3 declares that, Father, you forgave all our iniquities and healed all of our diseases. Father, that is your confession, and we make it our confession also. We don't judge by the sight of our eyes. We judge by the living word. It is your word that lives in us and brings healing and health to every part of our body and mind. Heavenly Father, we rejoice at your promise of divine health. You said it, we believe it. Today we declare that we will see your promise of healing manifest in our body and minds. Healing is ours because Jesus paid the price 2,000 years ago. God so loved us that he sent his son to die on the cross so we could experience life on God's terms. His abundant life manifesting us, making us whole body, mind, soul, spirit. And then there's a little part in the back here I want to read. We are God's child. We are born again with the incorruptible seed of the Word, which God lives and abides forever. We are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus. We are a new creation. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are blessed. We are a saint. We are the head and not the tail. We are above all and not beneath. We are holy and without blame for Him in love. We are elect. We are chosen. We are established to the end. We are made near by the blood of Christ. We are victorious. We are set free. We are strong in the Lord. We are dead to sin. We are more than a conqueror. We are joined out with Christ. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In Christ Jesus, by his doing, accepted in the Beloved, we are complete in him. We are crucified with Christ. We are alive with Christ. We are resurrected with Christ. We are free from condemnation. We are reconciled to God. We are qualified to share in his inheritance. We are firmly rooted, built up, established in faith, and overflowing with gratitude. Let me turn the page. We are a fellowship with the saints and household of God. We are in the world as he is in heaven, born of God, and the evil one does not touch us. We are his faithful follower, overtaken with blessings. We are his disciple because we have love for others. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of earth with the righteousness of God. We are a partaker of his divine nature. We are called of God. We are the first fruits among his creation. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are God's workmanship, created Christ Jesus for good works. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We are being changed in his image. We are beloved of God. We are raised up with Christ and seated in the heavenly places with him. Oh, what glorious that is. We're always triumphing Christ. We are free from the law of sin and death and sickness. We're bought into the glorious liberty of the children of God. We have the mind of Christ. We're ordained inheritance. We're access by one Spirit to the Father, where everlasting life will not be condemned. We have the peace of God which surpasses understanding. We receive the power of the Holy Spirit to lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We have the power to cast out demons. We have authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be harm us. And one other thing that, you know, the main thing that Jesus did on the cross is he died for our sins, our sickness, and our death. Those are the three main things that his cross did. All of our sins are forgiven. Our sickness, we are healed. We just claim it. And our death. We have eternity in heaven because of that. So this is what I read every day. And you could, anybody can read these. You can just go type in who we are in Christ. It's the most profound thing. It's basically taking all of the Bible and all of its promises and applying them and claiming them and saying, this is who I am in Christ. This is what's mine. It's like, you know, the Bible is the will, and you're saying, that's mine. That money's mine. That health is mine. This is mine. And you claim it, you know. You've got to claim it. You claim it, you do it, and you claim it, and you say it, and you claim it. You let all the words come out of your mouth that just claim. That's what you want to be saying, who you are in Christ. And you claim it, and you claim it. And you may go, well, oh, my gosh, I've been claiming finances forever, and that thing not working. Well, you claim it, and you claim it, and you plant. You're planting the seed. God's watering it. And one of those days, bam, all of a sudden it comes to you because you claimed it. You got the, basically, the enemy gets tired of being tortured when you claim it and claim it, and he falls off and he runs away because he's scared, and then you get what your promise is. That's it. You know, it's by faith. Faith is not just saying, God, I trust you, so I'm just going to go lay on the couch and just sleep and let you do all the work. Faith is claiming what we have as ours, because many things, the Bible says we're not supposed to pray for certain things. We shouldn't be praying, like technically, if it's in the Bible and it's a promise, you should not be praying for it. And this is the fact. You shouldn't be praying for healing. You shouldn't be praying for money and stuff. We bring our prayers to God as affirming to him what we already have. And that's what we do to RCC. Lord, we know this is ours, and this is what we're asking for. This is what we're claiming. It's ours, and we thank you for it. So, but we know the promises, and we just come to them, we claim them. So you're just basically claiming them. So when you pray, you just claim, remind God, these are mine. You gave them to me. I thank you for them. Thank God for them. When you thank God for things, it's like saying, God, I know they're mine, and I'm standing in faith. That's probably the biggest way to get what is yours from God, is just simply thanking him for it. And the enemy runs real fast on that stuff. So who we are in Christ, you can type it on your Google, and you can look it up, and you can print them out and say them every day. You'll feel, oh man, you're going to feel so good from him. You're going to feel supercharged, like right now. You can feel all the white light going everywhere. I can feel it. I can see it in the atmosphere. Your spirit will feel strong, and you know the sins that you deal with, they won't come against you. They'll try to come against you, but the power, you'll just see. You won't even have to try so much. It's like, oh, no big deal. That thing didn't even bother me, because you're strong in the spirit, and that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to walk around. We might be walking around weak or this or that, but in God's eyes, we're warriors. So we walk around claiming that we are warriors. You know, the Bible says, let the weak say we are strong. So it doesn't matter what's going on in our situation. It only matters who we are, because we claim who we are. And then our words will line up with the promise and reality in our physical bodies, and we will get it. And pretty soon we will be strong like that, and we will have all those things that we're playing and standing on and thanking God for, you know. So this is wonderful for everyone to do. And like I said, feel free to say it every day and remind yourself, you know, and then you won't feel it'll get rid of a lot of problems, just put it that way. A lot of people that contact me with issues and stuff going on, most of the time, there's different things obviously to work with them with, but 9 times out of 10, the solution in my mind is always they just need to know who they are in Christ, you know, and it'll pick them right up, you know. So that's what I wanted to share today.
Thank you.
Amen, Keith. Thank you so much. Brother, I love you so much. We're so blessed to have you.
Oh,
when I meet you in person, I'm going to sub you so hard that poop's going to come out of you. That's how hard I'm going to hug you. Poop's going to come out of you.
TMI.
Nah. You're going to see it. It's going to be in heaven. Everyone's going to see it. But Keith, you gave me a good feeling. We're going to rock a song, meditate on what you just said, brother. And then maybe we'll come back and do communion, and then hopefully some news after that.
And I'll be the short. I have to be the chaplain.
Oh, sorry, Tana, what?
I was saying, I have to be the chat room correspondent. Some things have been happening in the chat that I need to tell, so.
Oh, you want to do, we don't, music is on, you don't need that. What's going on in chat? Let's catch up on that, please.
Well, I just wanted to, about the vision, that Chris had, she also had the song, Here Comes the Bride, playing. And then Rhea was told by the Lord, I saw Jesus say to me to stay close to him, so I will be in a good attitude when he receives me. He said, when I receive you. So she's excited about that. Yeah, I'm your local chat, the RCC chat room correspondent.
thank you. Tana is bi-locating as always.
I think that was it. People are reminding about how the Heat game and it's tonight and how Rhodey and Little John saw the player leaving, disappearing from the game. I think that's about it. I think that's, I don't think anyone had any other things I needed to report. So carry on.
All right. Thank you. And please always keep up on that because it's hard for me to do both. You know what it's like. So awesome. Nick, would you like something to sing? What's that, sister?
No, I was just saying you can play that song. What do you want Nick to do? Go for it. Whatever you want. You're in charge.
Nick, you feel like you want to do communion? It's our Lord's Church. Nick, sure. You want to do communion now?
I'd love to.
Oh, great.
The night before the Jesus died, he sat down to dinner with his disciples. He reached across the table, took a piece of bread, held it above his head, and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After this, he, in the same manner, took a cup, held it above his head, and said, take this, all of you, and drink from it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. And as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Thank you. guys, let's welcome Carol to the line. Hi, Carol.
Hey. Hi, everybody. I'm
hi,
just
hey, Carol.
Hi, Tana. Love you too. Love everybody. I'm just really kind of listening because I'm not home. I'm at my friend's house watching. Well, it hasn't started yet, but the Spurs are going to play the Heat one more time, and this should be the end of the finals, which means somebody better get translated. And it better be us.
Yeah.
Coach,
it's
more
someone, I think it's going to be.
Good, Joe.
Can you talk, Carol, or do you?
I'm sorry?
Can you talk right now?
Yeah. I can
talk.
Talk
to us, love. Tell us some stuff. Tell us some of your teaching something. Give us some good stuff.
Off the way.
Well, just so everybody knows, in case you don't know, I will be hosting the show again with, of course, with Pastor Jesus, our shepherd, our Lord and King, in the morning. Michelle was in a car accident today. I don't know if
we heard that. Tell us more.
Oh, well, all we know is, all I know, is she there now? Is she in chat?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about the accident except that she's sore, and that she was going to call the insurance company tomorrow. But
okay.
I have no other details, and I asked her. She asked me just to share it with the RCC, and that's all. That we would just pray that she would have peace and wisdom in this situation. So,
yeah, we definitely pray for her.
Good, good, good. And other than that, you know, I watched. I know. I watched the Judy's latest video, and I posted there. You know, and what I posted was, you know, for. I know for myself, I cannot ever be discouraged with being raptured. I can't undo being rapture centric, because when a person has a deep relationship with the Lord and with our Lord and King, our precious Jesus, really knows Him intimately, and studies His Word to get to know Him through His Word, the Father's Word, by the Holy Spirit. You can't help to become rapture-centric. But if you are rapture-centric and really don't know the Lord intimately and deeply, it's going to be easy to get discouraged. So I can't get discouraged because I already am rooted and grounded in Him. I'm very intimately connected to Him now. I become more rapture-centric, if you will, when I see the horrific stuff going on in the world. You know, the evilness of the world, the cruelty of the world, the pollution of the world. When I stop and see all that, I become ultra rapture-centric. You know, but. And I pray every day that we are one step closer. With every moment, you know, we are. But what has helped me is just to abide in Him. And it's just not me, it's all of us. If we abide in Him 24/7, He abides in us 24/7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all our human understanding, guards our hearts, gives us, you know, guards our minds, protects our minds and our thoughts, so that we walk in spirit, we walk in love, we walk in peace. All these trials, tribulations, struggles, all the storms, of our life. They're just passing. We're just passing through them. And they don't have any effect on us. But we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. When Peter was walking on water, when Jesus was on the water and he called them out of the boat and told them to walk towards him, as long as Peter was keeping his eyes on Jesus, he was actually walking on water. But the moment he looked at the water, looked at his feet, he freaked out and boom, he went into the water and the Lord had to rescue him. So if we stay focused on Jesus, we can manage anything that this world throws at us. And I think everybody can agree on that, because I think that's all that's been our experience, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Carol.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Do you want to... What's that, sister?
Carol?
Do I want to what?
Okay.
Yes?
Do you, when you're done talking, do you want to mute yourself? Because we can hear the TV in the background. Or do you,
okay, cool.
That way you can pop,
I'm going to mute myself.
Carol, we talked
about that. That way you can unmute yourself when you want to come back on.
Yeah. Yeah, if you mute yourself. We felt bad, Carol, because we cut you off the other day and we didn't let you talk for a couple hours. And we kept interrupting you. We really wanted to give you your time, sister.
I don't remember, but anyway.
We owe you a couple hours, you know.
Well, carry
on.
On
the clock.
I'm fine. just carry on, and whatever happened, you know, I don't remember you guys cutting me off.
Carol.
And if you did, and you did that on purpose, naughty.
It was the Holy Spirit. We were just following. Love you, Carol.
Love you, Carol. Thank you, sister.
Love you guys, too.
Keith, there's been so much news. It's like, oh, my goodness. And we didn't get to any yesterday. Do you have any you want to share? Does anyone on the line, you know, want to help Keith out? Because it's just like, where to begin?
I know. Who else is on the line right now? Tana?
Nick, Tana, myself. And you.
Okay. If someone else can, anyone else wants to, we can talk about the news. That would be more interesting, I think. I don't have a bunch of news. The guy that does the end time headlines doesn't give much news on Sunday. But, But I do know that Yellowstone is going wild and crazy. There were like 247 earthquakes in the last 14 days. Like, that's crazy, you know. Yellowstone's going to go off. I mean, it's going to happen. You know, Yellowstone,
it
basically, right?
Isn't it under orange alert right now? And the next
alert would be
when it's erupting, which is red alert.
Okay, so it's one step below red? Whoa, that's crazy. Whoa.
And also, it's gotten so bad that Russian scientists yesterday released their findings. Like, please. Listen to us, you know, like, you know, this isn't a politic thing or at all. These are just scientists sending it to Americans, sending it to their colleagues in America saying, look at our data, please. Yours is being skewed, you know.
Yeah.
And their report, which is available online, is, you know, if we didn't know what we know and that we were out of here, it would be terrifying. So it's it's worth looking into. Yeah, there's a few links off of YouTube. It just hit earlier today, but I was checking that out and was really taken back.
Yeah, and I heard the monitors there, they've, like, shut those things down, those, like, monitors that you can, I guess, look online and see what's going on. I was seeing that today.
Yeah,
the
webcams, they were looping until they got caught doing it, and now they've just shut them down.
Really?
Yeah, because they were caught looping. You know, like the old faithful
My
one and
gosh.
Everything. Yeah, so now it's just, you know, shut down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, that's just not ethical. It's not right. It's not honest. This is our own government. My word, this is just crazy. You know, you think the government
would
want to warn people. I know, exactly. It's just so, like, you think they would want to warn us, and, you know, instead they want to make everything look like it's always fine, and then people are going to be caught off guard when those things go off and we're raptured. They're going to be like, whoa, what happened? I was watching the news all day about the celebrities. What happened? My world's caved in. What's gone down? Well, because the government didn't tell you anything, and neither did your pastor, so you didn't know what was going on, you know? But that thing is, I think it's going to go off when we get raptured. I mean, I think that's going to go off, right? So we know that. Go ahead, Joe.
I mean, the Russian climate are saying it's going to split the U.S. right down the middle. Like, it's going to be that severe. They're like, I don't think we're going to be around here, but it's going to be an awful event.
My gosh. So that's, Yellowstone will split us down the middle, which is interesting because one of the three main prophecies that God said would happen and been confirmed by thousands of people that have monitored on YouTube over the years are the same thing. Like, the country's going to be split down the middle. I always thought it was going to be a meteor, but now that you're saying this, it sounds like this is going to do it. It's like, wow. And then we've got the West Coast L.A. earthquake, 10.0, that's going to hit, take out the West Coast. And then we've got the East Coast tsunami, which is going to come off the the earthquake off the islands over there. We're going to have that earthquake or volcanic activity, and then, bam, it'll cause a tsunami that'll hit the East Coast, you know. The Canary Islands, basically, is what I'm saying. The Canary Islands, Canary Island is like a, as most people out there may not know, it's like it's a little island. It is on top of, it's got a lot of earthquakes going on top of a volcano, but when the Canary Island hits, part of the island will break off because it's already kind of loose anyways. And that power, because it's so big, will cause a huge tsunami to hit the East Coast. So they'll have like about a 6-hour warning. So that picked up East Coast, LA quake, and then this thing down the middle. So, because to me, like God was showing me the other day that God was showing me that everything like right now can just go on for eternity. And we know that, right? How long do these wars go on? They go on and on and on. So God is showing me that things can just go on and on. And however, the thing that will break the camel's back, or the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say, that change everything, will be the disasters. I mean, we can keep borrowing our debt forever and ever and ever. Sure, keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. However, when you've got economies that are limping and you're not doing very good, and then all of a sudden you now have a natural disaster, well, that'll make everything just fall apart instantly. There'll not be enough money to go around to anything. So that when God unleashes, when the tribulation hits, the disasters hit, like the Lord told me, that will be the start. That's what we're waiting for, to start everything. Otherwise, as you can see, Syria gets hot and they're restressed, and Syria goes cold, and then it gets hot and cold, hot. You know, back and forth. But when right now we've got all the troops moving around the Middle East, because the Lord told me this time the troops will not be leaving. They're going to stay there. We've got the Ukraine. Russia's over there in Ukraine. Now we're next to Russia and Poland because we're trying to protect our interests there. We don't want Russia to overtake Poland and keep going like they did before and trying to do again. So we've got our troops over there, which just happen to be close to Israel on top of all that. And then you've got, now you've got Syria, of course, been crazy, you know, over and over and over. That's been going on and on. That's always a powder keg ready to go off. And then, so you've got Iran's troops over there as well. Iran is busy making their nuclear bomb, while at the same time they're fueling all the armies over there in Syria to fight, basically to take over the area so then they can because they could eventually go and take Israel out. You've got Israel with 180,000 bombs. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, we have the whole ISIS thing going on, which, you know, Iraq is being taken back by or taken over by this whole ISIS army, if you will, and they're moving towards Syria and plan on going through there, and they're getting funding through, you know, now they have all the American weapons that were left behind for the Iraqi soldiers, you know, that they trained, are now in the hands.
What?
They have SAM missiles, which can bring down a commercial airliner. It can bring down, you know, an F-16, so it can certainly bring down, you know, a commercial airliner.
Whoa.
They have all these things now. They were parading them around yesterday, having a giant parade. Hey, look what we have. And they're continuing. Reports have already said that they already have taken Baghdad. You know, the U.S., they're reviewing, it says the president is reviewing his options. You know, they're thinking about airstrikes. They know, you know, people aren't going to want boots on the ground, as they call it. But, yeah, reviewing options. And this is, they plan on keep on moving into Syria. They keep on moving. And, again, this is all going to move right to Jerusalem, you know, right to Israel, so, you know, it's a point where they're going to,
well,
you know, they're going to get so far, and Israel's probably going to make a move. So, I mean, so much
yes.
is happening now. Like, wars and rumors of wars have, like, reached a whole new level now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the U.S., looking at their options, I mean, what they need to do, the president needs to look at a paper that says we are idiots, because what did we do? We spent hundreds of trillions of dollars over there and all our soldiers' deaths and all this, and now we leave and all things starting up again? What a joke. I think what a joke.
Well,
it's
not a coincidence that they left all this there. They trained a force that, you know, knew
wow.
didn't want to be there, but, you know, left all this high-tech stuff. You know, for a reason.
Wow.
There's another report saying, you know, their flag, the ISIS flag, you know, has all the symbolic meaning. And it's, I didn't finish reading the report, but it refers that, you know, the report was entitled "Obama Designed Their Flag," which I'm sure is taking it a little in one direction. But
wow.
I got halfway through, and it really was interesting. I mean, these are symbols that were put on, you know, certain black
ISIS.
Water,
yeah.
other, you know. Yeah, so, I mean,
ISIS
it just seems like they're being...
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, just this whole army's getting... It's getting what's called backdoor support. They're getting money.
Wow.
They're getting... Oh, that's another thing. They took over... they have something like $426 billion now. They took over the bank that was there.
What?
Oh, yeah. And this is all... now, they have weapons. They have funding. We certainly know they're motivated. And their main goal is to destroy Israel. So that's really...
So right
America,
now they're trying to... What are they doing now? They're trying to take over Baghdad, or what are
they're
they trying
they're,
to do now?
They're, yeah,
everything.
From what I've heard, they... From what I... Oh, hi, yeah, I want to welcome Pat online.
Pat, hi, honey. Yeah, I'm late. My son just left.
Yeah,
so.
Pat, have you heard of... I heard they took over Baghdad. I heard it on BBC, American News.
They showed a map of Syria and Iraq, and ISIS is just all over the place like you cannot believe. And they had an interview with Newt Gingrich, and he said that we should have firepower, and others saying no, and then the argument we shouldn't have gone there to begin with. So it's
exactly.
a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Exactly.
God help all of us. I'm just... I don't want to say anxious in a negative way, but I'm like, you know, if you're sensitive to God, you're feeling His pain too, and
yeah.
He gave a warning to one of the ones who speak online, I picked 278 whatever, and he said that just be ready, because things are going to escalate. There's going to be lightning like you've never seen, weather like you've never seen. But he says don't be afraid. You know, he's got us, but be prepared, because you're going to see wars and rumors of wars, which we're seeing, and we know what he's talking about. He's talking about Iraq. ISIS is in Syria.
Yeah.
They want them. You know what it comes down to? It's the Sunnis against the Shiites. That's what it's about.
Against Iraq, right? Is that what that is?
The Shiites
want to
rule, and the Sunnis want to rule. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're fighting each other over that.
But ISIS,
that's what
ISIS
it is.
ISIS plans to move to Iran next. And kind of
oh,
team
really?
Up with Iran. Iran's all for it, yeah.
Yeah,
Iran
so
Iran's going to go to Iran next, really? Whoa.
Yeah, but because Iran has welcomed them with open arms.
Oh, no problem with them.
There finally is a giant, you know, Muslim, for lack of a better, because it's not a religious thing, a giant force against Israel forming and marching toward it, and they're not slowing down.
Boy, oh boy.
You
poor
know,
Israel in the middle of all this crazy.
So Israel must be freaking out of this, right, Pat and Joe?
I don't know how they're dealing with this. They're watching it, but as God said, that's the apple of my eye, and anybody comes against her, they're toast. That's my words,
well,
you know.
Yeah.
So, because it talks about he's going to send fire from the sky on people come against, he'll open up the earth, he'll do everything he can to protecting Israel, and he'll just stop armies right in their tracks. They'll just die. One way or another, he will kill them.
Well, you know, airlines are no longer flying over flight paths. Or, you know, now these stand missiles.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, again, these missiles were meant to shoot down Mach 2 plus aircraft.
Well,
you know, it can shoot down, it can catch a plane. Oh, yeah.
We have ships in the sea.
I think
that's what the U.S. did. The U.S. sent over.
This is
going to
be ugly, guys. This is going to be a mess.
Ted, I think it'll be earthquake.
A lot of people now are being killed.
God told me.
What did he say?
What's that?
God has told me that he's going to take these countries out through natural disasters to help Israel.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. Fire from the sky is one of them. Those armies come against Israel. He's just going to take them out. He's going to take those men out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I read a description of what he's
really,
going to do.
It's shaping up.
Yeah.
It's shaping
oh,
up.
Oh, it's terrible.
The
well, he warned us through
this,
what I just said.
The only thing.
Yeah.
You know, divine intervention
yeah.
is the only thing that's gonna stop.
And I know
it.
That's the anxiousness I'm feeling, the sadness I'm feeling today. I've been in tears, you know, because I know it's going to get ugly. And God's
don't cry
saying, enough. I've got your back. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, but you're going to watch a lot of people suffer. They've lined up. They put all the Iraqi soldiers on the ground, and they shot them.
So
you said Iran, Joe, is helping ISIS, right?
Oh, yeah. They like them.
Iran likes them, and they're marching toward Iran, and Iran
the same people
with open arms. They're not going to stop them at their border. They all have the same, idea. Down with the West, down with Jerusalem. So it's...
Yeah.
Now, what the heck is the U.S. going to do? We're a mess. We spent trillions
of
dollars.
Well, we don't know. They're still trying to decide. They're arguing whether to go in and fight, you know, start the drones and stuff and take out the bad guys.
It just shows what a horrible job
we do.
This is all it shows. It's embarrassing, really. It's really embarrassing.
I mean, you don't want to mess with us, you know. I mean, if
we
decide to go in there, you're toast. You're toast if we go in.
Well,
who's ever against, they're toast.
It used to be an air supremacy thing with the U.S.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the ground-to-air capabilities that the U.S. did. Now the U.S. left all their capabilities there, and they have them in there.
Wow.
So if the U.S. decides to go with airstrikes, they're going to be, why they're not doing
it.
Because they have SAM missiles. It's not going to work out too well. Like, normally it's like, okay, no one's going to get hurt. Airstrikes might lose one plane. No. It's like, these are the missiles the U.S. uses as air defense. Like, it's no joke. And, like, that's why they're not doing it. It's not really an option.
And ISIS...
Like,
ISIS is saying that, we're just going to bring peace. We're going to unite all the whole country, so leave us alone. Let us do what we have to do. I mean, innocent people, tens of thousands, Begley said, tens of thousands are running for their lives, you know, away from the cities and stuff. Because there's 7 million in Baghdad alone or one of those, Mogul or whatever. Yeah.
Whoa.
There's a lot of people.
Right.
And they're all running out. They don't know what to do. And they're getting killed. Because if you don't sign up with them, the Sunnis against the Shiites. Yeah.
Not only murder, but rape and horrible
things. Oh, everything.
Horrible.
God warned us, it's going to get ugly.
ISIS is in Iraq right now, or they're in Iraq, right?
Oh, yes. Iraq and Syria.
Iraq and Syria.
They're all over
Iraq.
You should see.
They've already taken to Crete. That's where they got the bank. You got the $429
million. They're taking Baghdad now. They're taking Baghdad.
And the former U.S. base that was in Crete, they now have the former U.S. base. All those capabilities are now in their hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
But it's
and now
the
they're going to have Iraq base as well.
Whoa.
As the soldiers are getting together, the Iraqi soldiers and the common people are getting together, and they've got guns, and they're going to fight. I mean, they're going to die. They're outnumbered, but they're going to fight off these ISIS people.
All
these
stuff we
militants.
Did, such a waste. We wasted our time.
A lot of them,
anything.
Half the Iraqi soldiers are going ahead and joining ISIS because they never wanted.
Really?
Yeah, they have this. These people. That's why when the U.S. was over there training every other week, a poor soldier was shot by these people they were training. They hate Westerners. I mean, they tried to shove our politics, you know, down their throats. This country's done horrible things. There's two sides to every story. This country's done horrible things to Iraq. Those citizens do not like
Malachi
the U.S.
I don't think was very good either. You know,
we never got into Iraq. Iran and Iran were using all their oil and all their money to fight each other. So we went in and went ahead and attacked Iraq, but then Iran got powerful. And now we should have left them fighting each other. They kept each other in balance all the time because they're spending all that money. Now we just let Iran build nuclear sites and get powerful. And then look, we didn't even accomplish anything with Iraq.
Our main threat is Iran because they're very powerful now, and they will just cause havoc like crazy
for any of us.
Yeah.
And Iran is over in Syria right now. You know, they're in Syria because they're planning to get Israel from Syria,
ISIS.
Too.
ISIS is
which
taking
is why
over
Damascus
too.
Will be taken out in one night because I believe that
once Damascus falls completely, that's it, guys.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Soon.
Yep.
We're seeing it.
And now ISIS really does have the hard artillery, I didn't even call it. They have the war machines to do just that.
Yeah.
I mean, what they have,
you had to see this map. You had to see this map that showed all the places that they've taken already, that they've taken in Syria and Iraq, all the places they've taken.
Yeah.
Poor Israel.
And they're branched out. It's not just like, you know, here and there. They're flanked in each direction.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally well-organized.
Very well-organized. There's your threat right there. They're very well-organized. And they've got Iran to back them.
And highly motivated. You know, a journalist interviewed some of these guys. I saw for about 2 minutes, and everyone had a story. Oh, my wife and child were killed by a U.S. drone. Oh, this and that. Oh, this and that. I mean, these people, and their leader even said it, that you said, we're all happy to fight to our death. So, I mean, that's like an enemy that you can't beat, you know, kind of deal. Like, they're willing to die.
Yeah, suicide bombers.
It's martyrdom. It's an honor to die for your cause in that whole scene right there.
They don't realize where they're going to end up, though.
Well,
there's no 72 virgins waiting. Are you kidding? What's scary is that there's sleeper cells in the United States.
It's coming together right for this. This is coming together for the Psalm 83, right? The departure war for us. This sounds like this is not just another one of those like, oh, it's going to happen. And this is happening now. So, because the Lord told me these troops aren't backing out. He was very clear about that. He told me these troops aren't backing out. They're not going to remember how the U.S. showed up in Syria and it was going to be a world war and Damascus was going to get hit and everybody went home and forgot about it. Lord told me they're not going home this time because we're going out.
Oh, boy. Plus, you've got sleeper cells. You've got sleeper cells in the United States just waiting for the signal to attack us from within.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got Russian troops here and Chinese troops and FEMA camps.
Yes, and we have Muslims ready to just do whatever they're going to do to punish America.
We've got a Muslim president.
Get ready. Just be ready. Every day
Israel.
Is going to be really, 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 really. Oh boy,
I mean,
you're going to have to. Your faith in Jesus is going to be tested to the hilt.
Yeah, the Bible does say that Israel, 2/3 of Israel, is going to be wiped out. It says it in the Bible.
Oh wow.
People forget about that. They think, oh my gosh, there's not going to be one soul killed in Israel. No, you know, there's
already
Israel, Israel's God's people. Israel's being protected. However, there's a price to pay for turning down the Messiah, you know, and they leaned on man. Right now they're leaning on the Antichrist instead of Jesus. So because of that, they're going to lose 2/3 of their people. It's very clear in the scriptures. 2/3 will be wiped out. That's a lot.
Oh,
you got 180,000 rockets around them. They're going to take out somebody.
Somebody in Gaza shot off rockets, last week or something, a rocket.
Yeah.
And Hamas said to Gaza, stop doing that. You know, we have a peace thing going on here. Don't keep doing that. Nobody got killed. But, you know, if Israel retaliated from that rocket shot over, I mean, there you go again, too, you know. It just escalates, and here we go back and forth. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
You know, I mean, I remember
innocent people are being killed.
A few weeks ago, Keith, when we were doing the news, you and I were just like, oh, you know, you normally do it, and I was feeding off you that just like tonight, just like, yeah. And there was so much going on then, and now I look to, you know, this morning when I started going through all this, it just blew my mind. I was like, wow.
Yeah, everything's Iraq.
I thought we were right there then. I mean, it's worldwide, though. I mean, what's going on in China, I mean, it's worldwide. I mean, it's
madness.
It's going to take one little thing, and then it's fully all on. You know?
Yeah.
Powder cake.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
We are so
total unrest.
We just, I hope
Sister, I forget her name.
Yeah.
Sister, I forget her name. I'm sure a lot of you saw it. I think we were talking about the other night in chat, did a video on, like, a checklist, you know, like, you know, kind of from Revelations and, you know, the Bible and stuff. And, everything was checked. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I was like, check, you know, war, pestilence, rumors of war, this, that.
Yeah.
Just check. You know, the only unchecked box left is our rapture out of here.
Wow.
So that's the next check to be, you know, scribed there.
But if you get a chance, read that messenger, you know, the 278, whatever she is there.
Yeah,
read her messages
because
Jesus is giving us tremendous warning that things are really escalating, the weather's nuts, the wars are coming, that be secure in him. And he says, don't be frightened.
Yeah, but he never, he never gives her any indication on the rapture timing. Did he tell her anything?
No, I didn't hear anything about rapture time, no. But just the things that are going to be happening. Like tribulation stuff, it sounds like to me. I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But it certainly sounds like tribulation stuff. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have some of it, but not all of it. You know,
no,
I think
we're
going to be
none
of it.
When it hits, we're going to be gone. Trust me.
Prophet
Owar said when they load those jets, he said, you will not be at lunch with other Christians going, oh, yeah, I heard that Israel loaded the jets and on the way to Iran to knock out the nation. He said, no, you'll be raptured.
Because if Iran, you know, joins up with this ISIS thing, which they will because they like them, what's going to happen then? They're going to try to take over the whole Middle East, and Israel's going to be threatened more than ever, and soon.
Well, the Bible says that all the countries on, all the Islam countries, or basically all the countries along the Euphrates River will be completely 100% wiped out in the Psalm 83 war. Israel will have defeated all of them, wiped them clean. That's why I feel it'll be a natural disaster.
Oh, boy. And the United States is trying to decide whether to do airstrikes or whatever, so we have to watch that, too. What are they going to strike?
Where's the money?
There's too many of them. There's too many of them. There's too many of them.
We don't even have the money either. Where are we getting this money?
The U.S. responded in one way. They sent one battleship to the region.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, one battleship.
Joke.
You know.
They're saying they have bombs to take out the battleship and sink it.
Yeah, and he just took out a $1.1 billion thing for it. Like, where's the money coming from? Like, I guess we're just printing it, you know.
They're threatening us that we can take out your battleships. We already know how to do it, and we're going to do it. So you got one ship there. That
we got a president that's so two-faced. I mean, our president, you could totally tell he works for the enemy because it's like, really, one minute he's against Israel, which I've never heard of that, and the next minute he's for our enemy, saying it might work with Iran in this airstrike. You know, it's just like, I'm like, we got a president that goes back and forth. That is not, you can totally tell that he gets he teams on both sides all the time. He's gotten everybody all worked up and ready to fight. And then we play passive while Iran's building the bombs. That's all Antichrist stuff. No president in the U.S. would ever let them build a bomb, ever. We let it happen.
If the United States wants to do airstrikes only, how are you going to hit them? And you're not going to have enough to take out all this ISIS people.
True.
And how are you going to recognize them even and not be killing innocent people?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that?
So another piece of news before it escapes my mind. I don't even know if it's made national news. It made my local news because it happened 5 minutes away from my house. But Friday the 13th, that night, John D. Rockefeller's son, David Rockefeller, took off from Westchester Airport and crashed like 2 minutes after takeoff.
Yeah.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But also, you know,
which Rockefeller is this?
Put out his son, 65-year-old son, who was a doctor, but he was writing his memoirs and who was probably going to say something that the 99-year-old father did not want. And again, Friday the 13th, we sacrifice day, full moon, this and that. It's just like one of those things where it's like, wow, this happened.
Yeah. Unreal, guys.
Yeah,
but
I think
Jesus
you're
going
to have to be you and I right now. We need a boost.
Okay, let me see. I've got to pick something up.
We need a song.
All right, guys. Just let me find something here. Let me find something that's good. Oh, dear, let me. I have so many here that I've read to you, and I'm trying to find something I haven't read to you. Hold on. I'm just. Talk about. Just give me 30 seconds to find something different here.
Play a song while she's looking.
Yeah.
What's on her?
I was going to say, play a song while she's looking.
Yeah.
Our father and daddy's day. Father's
yes, it
day.
Is. You got a daddy song? See, I've got everything marked off that I've read. Because I'm late and I'm like, I can read to you. Yeah. You want to play a song or you want me to read?
We'd like you to read. You want us to
play
a song?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
He says, aren't there sentences that pierce you like an arrow when you reread our books, meaning the whole He and I book? She did this in the 50s. The words speak all over again, and with fresh meaning, the Christ consciousness sheds new light on them. In the past, you had not been fully aware. You were younger, and the chalice of your mind was only partly filled. Now it's as though the you of today met the you of yesterday. You see, the grace received and made fruitful fashions the new soul. You want to come nearer to me to be more understanding? Then open your soul to receive more. And when you have received, bear fruit like your well-watered trees. Nothing is lost of the care that you give to your soul. You don't see it, but heaven sees it. All heaven. That's the only audience you should want to have. In a little way, humbly practice the great art of the silent stage. The applause and glory are for later on. Be strong enough to wait. Have a patient genius for work. Didn't I have it with immutable love? I may well have a little right to ask you for long courage, the courage to live, the courage to die, or for us, the courage to fly. And if your faith paves the way with your devoted acts and generous words in this atmosphere of tenderness where I have placed you, how could you fail to find the way short? And how could I keep from going halfway to meet you? When will you do me the honor of expecting from me much more than you ever ask or think? Since I am all-powerful, and since I love you, weigh up your unworthiness. Can you weigh up my compassion? Yeah. And he says, do you remember when you were little, you said to me, be transfigured before my eyes, Lord. You trusted me. Off you went to the mountain of solitude, and you heard my voice. You saw me then in another way. It was also love that transfigured me before my apostles. Always see love as the source of everything that comes from God. There is love and there is hate, nothing else. Two roots, God and the devil. Man with his free will takes his choice of the fruit. Be on the watch for the motive of your actions, and remember that I am stretching out a helping hand. And keep watch on your lower nature, the part that runs down your neighbor made in my image. Give the kind of affection that comforts. You know what I mean. The word, the glance. I am in all ways of loving, just as Satan is in all ways of wounding. You see the source? You see the fruit? Choose, and always be ready to choose me. This is what it is to be always in love. It's the direct route to me. It passes through death and leads you into my arms. How's that for you? Amen, Lord, love you.
Amen.
Oh, we needed that.
Oh,
right,
yeah, yeah, we needed that bad. We were going down.
Oh, we needed that.
We were going down. Our plane was going down.
Sooner than later,
yeah.
Guys.
Our plane was going down. We needed that. Thanks, Pat.
Yes, yes. And so that warning, I say, I read that. Something told me to read that, the 278, and I said, and it was so good. She was even wondering, what is he telling me? And she says, give comments. So I left a comment for her, and I said, I was feeling kind of sad today, and I said, I it's all this uncertainty with Iraq, but like God said, don't get crazy. Like my words are, don't get crazy with all this. I've got you. So just be in my love. Whatever happens, know that,
okay,
you know, I'm in control of you, and you have
okay
my protection. Because it's okay, guys, it's going to get nuts. You think it's nutty
now?
No. Just wait. He warned about the weather. He said there's lightning like you've never going to see. There's storms. Everything's being unleashed. You know, but we're protected. We're protected. So don't be frightened.
Well,
he says a lot of things are going to happen that are going to cause
okay
people to be very frightened. But there's
okay
no need for us to be frightened. So I'll leave
you
with that.
Well, when we get raptured, then. I mean,
yeah,
gotta avoid all this stuff. We need to go.
The only good thing about all this is that it's a wake-up call to people, and
yep
they're going to cry out to God to save
damn
them, because
that
they're going to be so confused and so frightened, and they're going to see this world like they have never seen it before. I mean, even if they've been through an earthquake or they've seen a tsunami or they've seen a volcano or anything, what's going to happen is like nothing they've ever seen, and it's going to wake
oh
them
yeah
up. They're going to wake, no
oh
atheists, they're going
to
wake them up,
well,
and they're going
to
scream out
up
to God. I don't care what they call him, you know,
yep
they're going to scream out to the God
oh yeah
the Father or Jesus to
stop watching all the celebrities.
Help me.
No, sir,
help
pay
me
attention to reality. No celebrities
gonna,
in
it's
all
gonna
reality
hit him in the face. It's going
to
hit him in the face.
Needs
and
to
if they've
it
been proud and arrogant and away from him, boy, that's not
oh
going to
yeah
last very long. Because they're
well
going to be scared to death.
They're going to have to really call out, because we're going to be
yeah
busy with God in heaven, so you're going to be busy.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to,
well,
God
coming
said they're going
to
really call out.
To help people,
they
you're going
to
be coming
him
back.
So.
The 144,000, I mean, and whoever
yeah
else. You're all going to
be
back to help
these
people. Are you part of the 144? Huh? No, I don't know if I am or not.
Are you going to hang out with me? We're eating, you and me, we're having a nice dinner with Jesus. Well, I think, Joe, you're part of the 144, right?
I'm
yeah
not. I don't think I am.
Is Nick part of the 144?
I think all you guys are warriors.
So. Yeah, we'll have dinner. You and I'll have a nice dinner with Jesus. We'll look over and go, oh, look, Joe down there. They're all busy. Anyway, could you please fast?
You're all
going to
hate me. No, I'm kidding you.
Please.
No, I got to make pizzas while you're all down here fighting.
Okay,
you're going to come back
yes,
hungry.
Yeah, I'm a yeah. Joe will be jealous because Joe's Italian. He'll be wanting the pizza. And the same with Nick.
Well,
we're
you can stay and help me. I'm
going
to need help.
We're
going to
just put our mouth in them
pizza.
And devour them. And
you're
we'll
Italian
have a whole
too.
One to ourselves. And Jesus will be making, you'll be making another one for Jesus and I. They'll be down there fighting with swords and all that. We'll be like, okay,
y'all
whatever.
Y'all going to come back hungry. Y'all going to come back hungry.
Oh,
I got to cook
eat
for
all
my babies. Mama Pat's up there cooking. All right.
Keith, Stacy says you're coming back because she's dragging your butt
no.
to earth.
She's dragging, what did you say? She's dragging me back, is that what you said?
She's dragging your butt to earth. Keith says you're coming back because we're dragging your butt to earth.
Oh, no. I'll be busy in heaven and they'll be fighting down there. Yeah, we're going to be having the pizza.
Somebody
oh,
has
man.
To make a meal for
oh,
you guys
be,
to have.
It will
yeah.
be exciting what pizza we're going to make. That's
yeah,
take a
yeah.
lot of time.
144,000
yeah.
pizzas, right? We'll be busy.
Oh, God.
But also,
they're gonna be
you know, there will be a
Jesus,
100,
we're crazy.
The Lord's going to have
just
144,000 here on earth to do his will. Anyone like Pat, Keith, you guys in heaven, you're going to be helping.
Helping, yeah.
You know, just because you're not down here and it's one of the 144, you're
no,
still,
we're
you're still helping the kingdom.
We're
going to
be making pizzas.
I think you might be doing
garlic
more
bread
than
with
taking
cheese.
Naps and making pizzas. But,
we'll
you know,
look down.
It's
a portal.
It's
you can
whole,
look
at
the
cannolis.
Portal. We'll see Joe sweating and Nick tired. And we'll be like, oh, man, they look so tired. Anyway, could you please pass another slice of the pizza? Thank you, Pat.
Oh, we'll
so
have
good.
Lasagna. We'll
oh,
just have everything
oh,
you can
that.
Imagine.
Yeah, so
cheesy
Pat.
Garlic bread,
so...
big salad, Caesar
oh,
salad.
I love
you know?
Cannolis.
Yeah. Oh, I love cannolis with a passion.
Nick won't get any, though, Pat. We're going to have it all. Oh, man, I want all that stuff.
No, I'm nice. I'm generous. I'll make sure everybody has a cannoli.
Make a little extra. Make a little extra.
Two cannolis.
Yeah, Stacey don't get nothing because she's trying to drag me back, so she'll get nothing. We
and,
gave her no,
and somebody,
no.
who's the cupcake lady? We're going to have lots of cupcakes,
oh,
too.
Donna,
maybe Donna's going to have to stay and make cupcakes.
Donna will have the cupcakes. Her whole house is going to look like a cupcake. Come on. You have to eat one
oh,
to get
absolutely.
Her out.
Absolutely. Pizza
Hello.
And cupcakes, great. Absolutely
oh,
great.
Bill and Shaq said he's going to be ordering 144,000 pizzas.
I'm going to be busy.
I love it.
Where my,
Bill, we're
going to
make them for you. Just tell
Mama
us the flavors in advance. Pat's taking orders now, so tell us what you want in advance. She knows. Everyone email Pat. You got her number, pizza@pat.com. Just email her
yeah,
and tell her
that,
your
Yeah, there you go. Oh, please. Oh,
they have
Jesus.
To be ready in an hour or less. They have to be ready in an hour.
As soon as they're in heaven, they're fast. They're,
Tana,
they're fast.
Tana, you're going to be in heaven with us, right? You're going to be up there or you're going to be with Stacy? What's your plan?
We're going to
babysit.
I give it to God, whatever he wants. But, you know,
yes.
Supposedly, you know, I'll be back and forth. So I'm going to come eat some pizza,
yes.
go down and help Luke.
Well,
you
Donna
know,
might be delivering the cupcakes down to the soldiers just like a little treat in the meantime.
They're
going to
need them.
You know, like a little treat to keep them going because they're sweating and they're tired. You know, a little cupcake. There you go, brother.
Well,
keep going.
Jesus said Tana and I are going to take care of all the babies and stuff. So Tana's going to,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to be
oh,
with
yeah.
her babe, with
Tana
all the babies.
The
so,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. He
we
told me lots of babies
cupcake.
Up there.
Stacy, we're going to give you a little cupcake, honey. We're going to give you
little
one, even though you're trying to pull me back.
Ones.
Ain't going to happen. We're going to give you a little one.
We're nuts.
Smaller ones.
Oh,
everyone.
Lord, we're nuts. Oh, don't hang on. Just, it's going to get crazy. It really is. But hang on. Hang on.
Pizza
it's going to get crazy good. What did you say, Donna? What did you say?
I said, I'll be in heaven with you all, take care of the babies, and then when it's time for me to deliver the pizza and cupcakes, so I'll go down before
right
the
on.
144.
Right
oh,
on.
I have wonderful recipes to make you guys. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
please
just
start
dying.
Making them now. I think we're going to need them anytime soon. Just be ready. Have your apron on at all times. Have your apron
oh,
on.
Oh, yes.
Be ready.
Yes, my little
be
green
ready.
Italian apron, yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm a pizza parlor.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I love you. Italian.
See,
Tana
for cupcakes.
Nick loves
Italian.
I'm not Italian. I'm French and I'm mostly English and French, but I love Italian food with a passion.
Yeah.
I mean,
we must have Italian
food here more than anything else in the whole world. I think
cool.
I think all of America is like a pizza parlor.
Of course. Joe's Italian.
There's nothing like a good pizza, guys. There's nothing like a good pizza. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
you're dying,
I love
go
you
to
more
heaven.
And more. You keep talking Italian. I love that. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have Italian mansion in heaven.
It's baked ziti, or it's pizza, or it's something else that we have. I mean, we never stop. It's always Italian food. But we love it. We love it. You can't get enough.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Look at all the
I would make French, but French is
time.
Too rich and it's too hard to do, and it's not
everything
quick
in my
easy,
house
you know?
Can be Italian in heaven, all Italian. Yeah,
oh,
and I'll even let Stacy
the Italian
visit,
villas,
she's trying to pull me back
they're
and let
gorgeous.
Her visit for one night.
Yes,
for
the Italian villas are gorgeous. When you see them over on the Mediterranean
amazing.
Stuff, my gosh, they're gorgeous.
Speaking to the choir.
I'm
going to have an Italian car and have everything.
My aunt married Uncle Jim Stanchi, so through marriage I've got a lot of Italian with the name of Stanchi, wherever they are.
You seem Italian to me. You always seem Italian to me.
Well, no, well, I'm a neighbor. I'm French.
Yeah, I know, but you have that energy about you. You talk like you're Italian.
Mange, I love to cook. That's probably my most favorite thing, cooking and singing. Don't ask me to do anything else. That's probably it.
Yeah,
I'll go back and forth,
and
you and I will be stepping ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, it pains me to put an end to this discussion. We only have 30 seconds left in our show
we have
tonight.
To say, come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Come and get us now.
Oh,
come wrap
Jesus,
us now.
What a mess everything's becoming. You're our strength. Come and get us.
Love you, Joe. Love you, Nick. Love you,
love you everybody.
I even
love
you,
Stacey.
Love you, Nick.
Yes, Stacey, everybody. Love you, Chat. Love you, everyone.
Love
you. So
love
many
you,
people
beauty.
To name. You all have all my love.
Everybody's calling in.
Okay, sweeties. Okay.
Love you, Jill.